This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. 98 lawmakers from ruling alliance register impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabra. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota calls all party meeting tomorrow to discuss impeachment motion against Chief Justice. Teenagers turning 18 years a day before local level election to be eligible for casting vote. And French air raids kill 40 fighters in Burkina Faso. Now the news in detail. An impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabra has been registered at the Federal Parliament Secretariat. Ruling party's lawmakers registered the impeachment motion at the Parliament Secretariat in Simadarbar at 10 a.m. today. Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Dr. Rojnath Pandey informed the motion was proposed by Nepali Congress lawmaker Dr. Pompa Bhusal, CPN Maoist Center lawmaker Dev Gurung and CPN Unified Socialist lawmaker Jibban Ram Shrestha and is backed by 98 lawmakers. The lawmakers have stated 21 accusations against Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabra in the impeachment motion. And they have accused Chief Justice Rana of being incompetent to uphold democracy, human rights, rule of law, constitutional supremacy, and independence of the judiciary. After the commencement of impeachment proceedings, the Chief Justice will not be allowed to discharge the duties of his office. Meantime, the Supreme Court's Senior Most Justice Deepak Kumar Kharki has been the acting Chief Justice with the registration of an impeachment motion against Chief Justice Rana. Meanwhile, the Nepal Bar Association has stated that the registration of an impeachment motion by political parties against Chief Justice Rana is a positive step. Issuing a press statement today, General Secretary of Bar Association Lilamani Podil said, the political parties and members of parliament should make additional efforts to conclude the impeachment motion as per the constitutional provision. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu has said that the parliament will conduct a discussion over the impeachment motion against Chief Justice Rana. Talking to media persons at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the minister said the parliament would hold discussion on the proposal soon. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has called an all-party meeting at 2 p.m. tomorrow. The speaker called the meeting to discuss the latest political development in the wake of the registration of impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jabra. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been rescheduled for the 16th of February. Issuing a notice today, General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam informed that the next House meeting would be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. The main opposition CPN-UML had urged for the postponement of the House meeting. Similarly, yesterday CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal had suggested Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba postpone the House meeting. National Assembly Vice Chairman Sasikala Dahal and Deputy Speaker of six provinces separately called on President Vidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba today. During the meeting held today, they urged the President and the Prime Minister for genuine implementation of gender inclusion in state mechanism and including federal, provincial and local labels as per the constitutional provision. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi nai majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 has dial gun host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Ministry of Health and Population has urged all having respiratory problems to undergo the bird flu test. Speaking at a press briefing today, Health Ministry Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari urged people with respiratory issues and other flu-like symptoms to undergo tests, citing the cases of bird flu in Rapti Municipality, 6 of Sitwan, and Gokarneswar Municipality, 3 of Kathmandu. The ministry has also called on people with bird flu-like symptoms from the bird flu-affected areas to stay in 10 days home isolation and contact the local health institutions. A total of 521 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The health ministry confirmed the cases while testing 10,115 samples. Likewise, 3,935 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the health ministry reported 10 corona-related deaths today. The Election Commission says teenagers turning 18 years old on the 12th of May this year can vote in the local level elections slated on the 13th of May. Secretary at the Election Commission Gokarna Mani Duwari said a provision had been arranged to allow the teens who turn 18 a day before the election date to cast their votes. He estimated that around 200,000 teens would participate in the voting process in the upcoming local level elections. The 11th World Radio Day has been marked in Nepal today by organizing various programs with the theme Radio and Trust. The 36th Conference of UNESCO had declared February 13th as Radio Day on the 3rd of November in 2011. Speaking on the occasion of the 11th Radio Day today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Ganendra Bahadur Karke, said the radio was playing its role in the face of any calamities. Minister Karke further added that the role of radio was important to increase the access of citizens to information. On the occasion of World Radio Day today, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesu, expressed his best wishes to all radio broadcasting houses and people working for radio. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. French forces have killed 40 fighters in Burkina Faso linked to deadly attacks this week in neighboring Benin, whose victims included a French man. The army's general command said on Saturday the French-led Barkhane force in the Sahel region engaged its air intelligence capacities to locate the armed forces responsible for the attacks before carrying out air attacks. And according to Al Jazeera, the Frenchman had been among 9 people killed this week in 2 attacks on park rangers in the W. Park National Park, a wildlife reserve in Benin's remote north, bordering troubled Niger and Burkina Faso. U.S. State Department official Derek Collett has warned that the U.S. will impose crippling sanctions on Russia if it invades Ukraine. His warnings on Sunday came after a phone call between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden ended with no breakthrough on crisis. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the risk of Russian military action in Ukraine was high enough to justify the departure of most of the staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. However, he said a diplomatic solution to the crisis is still possible. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to mainly fair in throughout the country, rather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. <laughs> 98 lawmakers from ruling alliance register impeachment motion against Chief Justice Sulendra Shamsher Jabara. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota calls all-party meeting tomorrow to discuss impeachment motion against Chief Justice. Teenagers turning 18 years a day before local level election dared to be eligible for casting votes. And French air raids kill 40 fighters in Burkina Faso. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.